vino. I might need a cappuccino in the morning.
This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
In the morning, we'll get some coffee in my cup.
I'm Stu Zwenke. The Austin, Texas-based duo of Christine Albert and Chris Gage has charmed audiences for years. And tonight we bring you the first of a two-part No Cover, No Minimum Radio with Albert and Gage, recorded July 27, 2014 at the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish. Albert cut her musical teeth in New Mexico before relocating to Austin in 1982. Christine Albert is most certainly influenced by her French grandmother, as she has recorded three Franco Lone Star Fusion albums, Texafrance, Texafrance Encore, and Paris Texafrance. Albert also released several other solo albums before meeting Chris Gage and also appeared on Austin City Limits. Chris Gage is a journeyman musician and South Dakota native who literally began touring at age 15. In the mid-70s and early 80s, he led the popular Midwestern country swing Red Willow Band. From there, he graduated to an 8-year tenure on piano with guitar virtuoso and country star Roy Clark, which included appearances on Hee Haw, The Tonight Show, and the Grand Ole Opry. Gage moved to Austin in 1991 and later became the band leader for West Texas alt-country singer-songwriter Jimmy Dale Gilmore. It was with Gilmore that Albert first heard Gage play, and in 1997, Albert and Gage was formed. As a duo, Albert and Gage have recorded six full-length albums. The latest, 2009's Dakota Lullaby, is a collection of songs written by South Dakota songwriter Tom Peterson. You'll hear some of those songs tonight, along with other covers and some heartwarming originals. Plus, Albert and Gage are joined by legendary South Dakota fiddle player Kenny Putnam, who was a bandmate of Gage in the Red Willow Band. Here's Albert and Gage with special guest Kenny Putnam on No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
Like I always told you, you're gonna miss me. Sarah Shaver song.
At the Baptist Church, Cadillacs at the Church of Christ. I'll park my camel by an old haystack. I'll be looking for the needle all night. There ain't gonna be no radio tires turning down the streets of gold. That's why I'm going down the railroad track to watch the lonesome boxcars roll.
You were in a negligee.
toasting with a fine champagne on a balcony overlooking Central Bay. But I can hear my wife working, ain't no duties that she's shirking in the morning. But I don't want to get up in the morning, get some coffee in my cup. I can hear my wife working, makes me mad.
Sorry about that, Chris. Try not to be so diligent.
Cappuccino in the morning. I don't want to get up in the morning. We'll get some coffee in my cup. Got a headache from the vino, makes me mad. True story. Maybe I should hit the snooze alarm. Sleep's the best thing for my head. Darling, you can make my dream come true if only you would get back in bed. But I can smell the bacon.
Thank you.
Did we confuse you? It confused me.
No, I just have to remember to get Chris and Kenny together, and it might be 4 solos, or it might be 16. I'll get my muscles ready for continuing on with that rock solid rhythm. Yes, Kenny? Oh.
Mrs. Bjorum, I can't go on without confessing something. It's been on my mind since I was a young teenager. I visited Steve here, and I stayed with you and Don, and you gave us some cash to go see the Passion play.
Uh-oh. Just fill in the blank. Just use your own imagination.
To this day, I've never seen the Passion play. I'm sorry, but I've always wanted to say.
Wow, we've been together 18 years. He's never told me that before.
I've never told anybody.
Maybe by the time we come back, we'll know what he did do with the cash. You have to reveal these things slowly. That's funny.
I used to visit them, and she did the coolest thing. She would, in her station wagon, we would put our bikes in, and she'd take us up to, is it Cheyenne Crossing? And we would get to ride our bikes downhill all afternoon and end up at the golf course. That was the most fun we ever had.
By the way, those first couple songs were by wonderful Texas songwriter friends of ours. Billy Joe Shaver wrote Live Forever with his son Eddie. And I think Eddie wrote the music and Billy Joe wrote those beautiful lyrics. And within a year or two, Eddie had passed away. So I think it's a very auspicious song that they wrote together. And I'm sure it means a lot to Billy Joe to sing it and keep his son's memory alive with that beautiful song. And then the second song is Boxcars, written by Butch Hancock, part of the legendary Lubbock, Texas band, the Flatlanders, with Joe Ely and Jimmy Dale Gilmore. So we bring a lot of songs from Texas, from our community there, great songwriters, and some of our own music in the morning, the autobiographical Chris Gage composition. It's a little ironic to be singing, you know, I can hear my neighbor's Harley, you know, getting mad about hearing your neighbor's Harley in Sturgis last night. Harley's just blasting by during this song. But this one is a homegrown song written by Tom Peterson from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We just spoke with Tom on the phone. He lives in Vermilion now. A very gifted songwriter, wrote many of the Red Willow Band songs in the 70s. And Chris and I dug out a bunch of those songs and made an entire album called Dakota Lullaby, which most of you are familiar with, and this is the title song by the gifted Tom Peterson.
Trace of time.
thank you. Kenny Putnam. Perfect.
We got Tom Peterson writing songs again, and he sent us a brand new one a little while back. I like this song. As is, scribbled on the hood, as is, at the dealership I stood, as is, I'd been kicking a tire, a man came over to inquire if I might like to try her, as is. Just a rusty beater as is, 8-track, no heater as is. The tires didn't match, each one had a patch with a hatch that wouldn't catch unless you kicked it on the latch as is. We're gonna have to junk her as is, duct tape for a bumper as is. She shimmies and she chugs, her lines are all plugged. The license ought to be, it says Seawall Drug, as is. It's your lucky day, as is. We're almost giving it away, as is. Get it while it's hot, we can finance on the spot. You could drive her off the lot, as is. Thank you. story that's behind it as is. I'm like that old plumber as is. Just one step from the junker as is. I hate getting old. My miles may be rolled, but could you have me and hold me as is? As is. Not what might have been, but as is. Not who I was then, but as is. Yesterday, I need you to say you're gonna love me anyway. Leave yesterday, I need you to say you're gonna love me anyway. As is, as is, as is, as is. Duct tape or a bumper. Great song.
As Chris said, when we recorded Dakota Lullaby, Tom hadn't been writing or playing music for quite a while, and somehow he was inspired by a collection of his songs all being recorded and people responding so positively. I think it helped him recognize his gift.
I remember when we said we're going to make this record, we said, Tom, you might get a little attention, you know, people are going to remember you and know about you. He said, oh, I don't know why you have to bring my name into it. Well, you wrote
12
all the songs
written by one guy. Who is this guy? So this is one of his newer songs. Tom lost his mom a few years ago, and he ended up writing this and bringing it to us just as Chris and I were going through the loss of my dad and Chris's mom, Darlene. So it and many other people in the last few years. And my new album is actually sort of evolved from experiencing that loss over and over again. There's a bunch of songs that embrace that and speak to what you learn and how you feel going through it. So this is called My Heart's Prayer, and it's definitely one of the key songs on the record.
At last, long journey's end, where we round the final bend. Will the fog be lifted from our eyes? Will the answers we find just bring questions to mind? Will it all be revealed by and by? Will the tailwind be strong? Will it carry us along? Will our backs be straight and at the oars? Will you still know my face in
you.
Albert and Gage on No Cover, No Minimum Radio from SDPB.
Thank you. That's the last song on the record. It's beautiful. Kenny, you're just perfect with us. We love this. I don't know what it is.
I've got another.
This must be those 40 years they've played together. It's just so easy.
I've got another sensitive composition. After you get rid of me, sensitive, who will the next fool be? I know. There's things he's gonna wanna know about the girl he loves so. And after all is said and done, well, I know you won't be satisfied with anyone. You're not used to me looking at you. After you.
Thank you for letting us work out our little marital aggressions here.
No fighting.
You won't be. No,
no fighting. These are nice people out here. Sunday. Who didn't make it to church? Hey, can I get a little bit of Christine's guitar over here, please? I forgot that we had done that here with Acoustic Christmas years ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a great experience that was, especially for me, not being very familiar with South Dakota when we first started coming up to do Acoustic Christmas. We got to just go all the way across the state and visit all these wonderful communities and get to swing by the Corn Palace and make a run through Waldrug and circle Mount Rushmore. It was like
we actually picked out our wedding rings at Waldrug. We didn't buy them there, but
yeah,
we should have.
Hey, look, Chris, did you get those little sailor hats with the Waldrug on it? Those are nice.
Those are nice.
Could have worn those for the ceremony. Yeah, we picked them out, and we thought, really, are we going to buy our wedding rings at Waldrug, the first place we look? And, well, these are the ones I wanted. And I looked all over, and we thought we were going to have to go back to Waldrug, but we actually found it in Rapid City. But it was discovered. The magic of it was discovered in Waldrug. So this is, I mentioned a new album that Chris and I just finished recording a Christine Albert solo record that Chris co-produces and plays all over. It's not even out yet. It's not officially out until September 8th. So only South Dakotans have access to it. They're ready, and we're shipping them out to radio, so we thought while we have them, we would bring them on this tour because we knew we were going to be playing for so many old friends and great audiences like you. So the title of the album is called Everything's Beautiful Now, and those were the last words, really some of the last words that Chris's mom, Darlene, said to me when we were putting her in bed for the last time, and she knew she was getting ready to just surrender. She said, everything's beautiful now. She was so ready. And the song I wrote really from her voice. It's her song. And it's a lot of things that she said to me over the last couple of years and specifically in those last few days. So this is a co-write with Darlene Gage called That's Everything's right. Beautiful Now. Stories that I'll never tell. Thank you.
Kenny's never heard that song.
Oh, beautiful. It's time for the international symbol for the accordion. Every Texas band coming through South Dakota has to do one French polka, at least. It's in the contract. I really am trying to tune here, you guys. We're going to do just a couple more songs before we take a little break, come visit with all of you out there in that beautiful lobby. What a gorgeous building. We're so pleased and proud of Spearfish for transforming this building and holding on to it and making it available for art and music. So thank you for including us. Thank you to Sean for inviting us to be a part of this, and to Jack for doing such a great job on the sound.
And if you want to be part of this, if you want to be part of the show, you can book a seat right up there. And it could be both sides, and it could be lit, you know, and you could wave. And
like the Muppets, yeah.
Like the two old guys and the Muppets. Exactly. And you could even comment on the show, you know.
With cowboy hats. We should put
cowboy hats. Actually, I'll have to say this. We're doing a show in November with Gordy Pratt, and it's a variety show. We got plate jugglers and... no, we don't. Anyway, but there is a reminiscent puppet duo that's going to sit in the balcony a la Muppets and comment on the show. So, you got to come. It's November. What's the date, Gordy?
14th.
The 14th of November. Thank you.
And are you going to do your hat trick? During soundcheck, Kenny did a pretty amazing hat trick, I have to say.
It's quite amazing, actually.
Should be on Facebook soon. As soon as you put a sound, you got to put a soundtrack on it.
Yeah, I got to get a drum roll. So I'll send it to him.
A man of many talents, Kenny Putnam. Rapid City Zone.
I could just imagine the Muppets during this next song. They'd be going, yeah.
I can't understand a word she's saying. One, two, three, polka.
Tu me fais tourner la tête. Mon ménage en moi, c'est toi. Je suis toujours à la fête. Quand tu me tiens dans tes bras. Je vais faire le tour du monde. Ça ne tourne pas plus ça. La terre n'est pas assez ronde pour m'écrire autant toi. Parce qu'on est bien tous les deux. Quand on est ensemble nous deux. Quelle vie on a tous les deux. Changer de planète, j'ai mon cœur près du tien. J'entends les flancs flancs de la perte et le tien. Kiss me and I'm painting pictures. Lovers can't explain. Love in my heart grows dizzy. Love is something like champagne. Car tu me fais tourner la tête. Ça ne tournerait pas plus ça. Ma tête n'est pas assez grande pour mettre des rondes au toit.
Merci, merci, merci.
Comme il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'âme, des mots de tous les jours, et ça m'a fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur, au par de bonheur, dont je connais la cause. Alloge sans en moi mon cœur qui bat. Magic spell you cast, this is la vie en rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, though I close my eyes, I see la vie en rose. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart.
Albert and Gage with special guest Kenny Putnam on No Cover, No Minimum Radio. We heard Christine Albert on vocals and guitar, Chris Gage on vocals, guitar, and piano, and Kenny Putnam on fiddle. For more information, check out albertandgage.com, christinealbert.com, and chrisgage.biz, and see Kenny Putnam's Facebook page. This concert was recorded July 27, 2014, at the Matthews Opera House in Spearfish. Special thanks to Jack Hughes. Learn more about the Matthews Opera House at matthewsopera.com. You can hear tonight's episode again by going to sdpb.org. There you'll find our entire No Cover, No Minimum radio archive. I'm Steve Zwemke. Join us again next week for part two of Albert and Gage with special guest Kenny Putnam on No Cover, No Minimum Radio, a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Flashlight in the galley. I just want to see you in the naked light.